This is Viva Podcast. Thank you for joining us in our morning daily devotion.
There is a fascinating story of a man who was in the army in Jesus' time. He was a centurion, the boss over a whole band of 100 soldiers. And he came to Jesus and said, "Lord, my servant is lying at home paralyzed, dreadfully tormented." And Jesus responded by saying, "I'll come and heal him." The centurion answered and said, "Lord, I am not worthy that you should come under my roof, but only speak a word and my servant will be healed. For I also am a man under authority, having soldiers under me, and I say to this one, go, and he goes, to another, come, and he comes, and to my servant, do this, and he does it." When Jesus heard it, he marveled and said to those who followed, "Assuredly I say to you, I have not found such great faith. And I say to you, that many will come from east and west and sit down with Abraham, Isaac and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven. But the sons of the kingdom will be cast out into outer darkness. There will be weeping and gnashing of teeth." Then Jesus said to the centurion, "Go your way, and as you have believed, so let it be done for you." And his servant was healed that same hour. You know, that centurion was an officer. He must have had a brilliant house to live in. But his servant was sick and he was concerned. But the first thing that he came to terms with was in realizing that he has no power to bring healing to his servant. He realized that it was beyond his authority. And he realized that this work will definitely require spiritual authority. And he recognized that the Lord Jesus had that spiritual authority that would bring healing to his servant. So I want to submit here that this man, who is very powerful in the Lord Jesus, in the time of the Lord Jesus, knew fully well about the spiritual world and about the natural world. And he knew that the spiritual world will only respond to the spiritual authority, and which will then act on the natural world. You know, Jesus saw the insight of this man. He saw the way this man was able to discern where his own power could not do anything, but the power in the spiritual realm that was manifest could do something. You know, we need that discernment. And the Lord Jesus marveled. You know, the word tells us there that he responded to this response of this man, the Lord Jesus, and healed him. He simply said, "Go, you have believed, so let it be done for you." Even for us, as people of God, we need to discern. When we see things around us, there are certain things that are manifest in the natural world, which are actually having its base in the spiritual world. We need to look at that and say, "Lord, by the authority that you have given to me, I command this evil presence to go." And when the Lord Jesus is blessing you with we're not just talking about material benefits, we're talking about many other things. When he's blessing you and you recognize this is happening in the spiritual, you need to say tell the Lord Jesus, "Thank you." We need discernment. That centurion had discernment, and that changed the situation for the servant in his home. If I have that discernment that the centurion had, I believe the day will come where not just my life and my family, but everyone around me will begin to be impacted because of that discernment within me. God bless you.
Dear listener, we are here to stand with you in your time of need. We want to pray with you and for your prayer request. Do you need someone to talk to? We are here for you. Call us or send a message at +91 636-425-2164, +91 636-425-2164. God bless you.